Today on Gardening in a Minute, Nutsedge. Nutsedge is a common and often annoying lawn weed. Two varieties problematic to Florida are purple and yellow nutsedge. You can recognize these plants by their long green blades and spiky seed heads that resemble sand burrs. Nutsedges are perennial and can survive and reproduce from underground nut-like tubers in almost any kind of condition, except for shade. Like any weed, nutsedge is best kept in check with an appropriate lawn maintenance program. Mowing, fertilizing, and watering the lawn properly can contribute to its health and go a long way to preventing weed infiltration. If nutsedge is a problem in your lawn, you can hand-pull the plants or apply a herbicide labeled for use on this weed. Spot treat only and always follow label instructions. For more information about nutsedge and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, outdoor safety with kids. Parents try to make the insides of their homes as safe as possible for children, but sometimes forget that yards can be dangerous. Survey your landscape for potential safety hazards, keeping in mind that kids see things from a lower perspective than adults. Provide anchors and supports to hang tools and other objects, keeping them from falling. Remove keys from motorized equipment and unplug power tools when you step away from them. Lock sheds and other outbuildings to keep kids from exploring on their own. Keep pesticides in their original containers and store them and other chemicals on high shelves in a secure place. Create designated play areas in your landscape to keep children away from plants and equipment that could harm them. For more information about safety in the landscape, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dragonflies. Dragonflies are beneficial insects that have been around for more than 300 million years. Their favorite foods include mosquitoes and flies, so their presence is a good sign. Dragonflies can fly at speeds up to 30 miles per hour to avoid predators like birds and frogs. Huge compound eyes help them see their prey, which they catch in midair. Dragonflies do not sting or bite people. Most dragonfly females lay their eggs in mud or water. The nymphs hatch within a few weeks and then live in water for up to 2 years. Dragonflies tend to live in areas near ponds, rivers, wetlands, or lakes. Having a garden pond will attract them, and using few or no pesticides will ensure they stick around. For more information about dragonflies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, antique roses. Antique roses are just what they sound like, old varieties of roses. The American Rose Society defines an old rose as any type introduced before 1867. Antique roses come in a wide range of colors and forms, and many are quite fragrant. Most bloom repeatedly, while others bloom for a limited period. Some favorite varieties for Florida include Old Blush, Mutabilis, Louis Philippe, and Mrs. B.R. Kant. As a general rule, antique roses need less care than newer hybrids. They're often more tolerant of pests and diseases, require less water and fertilizer, and can be grown on their own roots. You can find antique roses in catalogs, certain nurseries, and even online. Pick one that's suited to your area and revel in its beauty and tradition. For more about roses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, saving seeds from herbs. If you've been growing heirloom herbs, why not let some go to seed at the end of the season? You'll save a little money and get an easy head start on next year's garden. For herbs like basil, oregano, and parsley, let the flowers go to seed and leave them on the plant until the seeds turn brown and are almost dry. A few herbs, like dill, have delicate seed heads that can shatter if left to dry on the plant. Instead, hang a few stems upside down in a warm, dry place and attach a paper bag to catch the seeds as they fall. Store the dry seeds in labeled envelopes or in a small glass jar. And remember that some seeds like celery, dill, anise, and coriander can be used immediately in cooking to add flavor to your dishes. For more information about saving seeds from your herbs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.